Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, live cattle took a bounce after making new lows for this move, potentially indicating the traders thought futures were low enough to reestablish long positions. The bounce certainly was not due to higher cash or higher boxed beef. In fact, boxed beef prices plummeted yesterday, so it seems the rebound might have been merely technical, with traders trying to bottom pick the market. Light sales in Texas were steady with last week, did not bode well for higher prices this week, and we saw $113 trade in our part of the country, a little bit in dollar lower than last week. Hogs may follow the direction of cattle for a short period of time, as futures closing below the uptrend line may trigger future selling. However, strong cash again yesterday indicates buyers want hogs and are not shy about bidding up for them. The past few days were expected to see steady cash, but that's just not been the case. Strong cutouts and strong cash may minimize the duration of the decline of futures. Easier wheat prices overnight as most contracts set back slightly from the impressive gains posted yesterday. After 3 days of intense selling, bulls had seen enough and used the turnaround Tuesday cliche to rally prices. The reversal was noteworthy, but day-to-day price action has seemed to matter little in the ag space as of late. Like row crops, wheat contracts remain mostly range-bound and probably stay that way until at least the March WASDE or the March stocks report at the end of the month. Weaker trade overnight in corn futures, which should be no guide whatsoever as to how prices will behave by the day session open this morning. To call price action erratic of late would be a gross understatement, with daily reversals becoming common. More than anything, it's clear our prices are range-bound from roughly 525 to 575, and that range could carry us into the USDA reports later this month. Mixed trade in the soy complex overnight, with soybeans showing light strength on the front end of the curve, but weakness on the back end. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
At the close yesterday, April live cattle up 45 cents, 119.42. June up 25, 117.75. March feeder cattle down 67, 136.52. April down 65, 140.47. April hogs down 237, 85.35. Kansas City wheat, March was up 12 and 3 quarters yesterday, 627. May up 12 cents, 635 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March up 16 cents, 666 and a quarter. July up 12 and a half, 655. May corn up 6 and 3 quarters at 545. July was up 5 and 3 quarters at 532 and 3 quarters. May soybeans up 21 and a quarter at 1412 and a half. July was up 17 and 3 quarters at 1398 and 3 quarters. May cotton down 58 at 90.99. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.